Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So I woke up today. I move location. So this is completely new. The setup's completely new. But I this month for me again is going to be ridiculous. The months are piling up as far as work is concerned, and it's never ending. And it's just I'm looking forward to the day that God kind of gets me through this chapter of my life. But you got to learn how to go to God in these situations if you're dealing with it. I'm a planner. I think ahead. So I'm not necessarily worried about today. Mine's six months from now, or specifically in this case, the end of this month. But God tells you to stay focused on today, and you got to read the word, and you have to believe what the word says. You got to believe it, and you got to stand on it. You got to work on it. So I can't think about tomorrow. I can't think about next week. I need to think about now. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wondering of the desire. And if you jump over to Matthew chapter 6, God talks about this. It says in verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought," or "be careful," or "full of care. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither for your body what ye shall put on. Is life not more than meat, and the body more than raiment?" You're not to think about all this stuff. God will take care of it. "Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" God takes care of his creation. And I was going over in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and with my nephews yesterday. And it's incredible to me, and nephews and niece yesterday, and it's incredible to me that God created everything and it all works together. And if God created the heavens and the earth, he certainly can take care of you. He can take care of every moment of your life. It's not that difficult. And if you go to God and you trust in God and you have a firm reliance on God, which is to have faith, but to rely on God and not waver in your mind, you're going to see the peace of God surround you. And it's a spiritual peace. When Adam was created, he was created spirit. He was created soul. He was created body. Body, soul, and spirit. That's the only way God could talk to him, could communicate with him, was with that spirit. When he transgressed against God, he lost the spiritual connection. You're reconnected to God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, because you're born spiritually new. It's the law of faith. It's the new law of faith. You have God in your life. You can talk to God. You can work with God. And it's a wonderful thing to have. If you go down to let's do verse 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought," or "be careful for nothing, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." There is enough going on today to be thinking of what's happening tomorrow. I got to let it go. And this is something that God will work with me on, and I'll figure it out. But I got to let it go. If you're spiraling in your mind, you need to give it to God. You need to give these things to God. Put your problems in his hand and believe he's going to take care of it. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you're thinking in two different spots, you're not going to be stable in either of them. Stay focused on your life today and on God. He'll take care of everything. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Pray the small prayers. Lift them all up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. And add that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. just for everything that's going on. I need direction. I need step-by-step how to get everything out the door and accomplish everything that needs to get done. It's massive. I pray that you bring the right people in. If we're to get another person, that you show me and show us how to do that. And then also fiscally take care of the situation. So I'm not worried about that. I thank you for the moments of my life. I pray continually for my golf game that you get that better. And I just thank you for my family, for my friends, just for your word and how much it blesses me for those who've worked the word, that I can listen to them and just how wonderful it all is and how caring you really are. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.